Do you need to add anything into show notes, Mike? Or are you good to just do off the cuff, like the professional you are?
Off the cuff, please.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 68. There could be a bingo call for that, but I don't care. Sounding like Jay from the Podcast and Chill podcast. It's me, Fraser, and I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
And on my right by Neil.
Hello.
And then special guest star, fresh from the streets of Wolverhampton, is it? I can't remember.
Yes.
Birmingham? Is it Wolverhampton?
It's Wolverhampton, yes.
It's Mike Chin.
Hello.
How are you, Mike?
Yeah, fresh from the streets of Wolverhampton, famous for the first traffic light and for having a tramp live on the ring road of Wolverhampton. Very popular city. Hello, how are you?
Is that the local tourist?
Yeah, he died. Unfortunately, he died about 15 years ago. So Wolverhampton has really gone to the shit since he went. But, you know, there are things we can hold on to.
Has he got a blue plaque? Did he have a blue plaque?
No, the big rumour about the tramp, right? This is the urban myth about it. He was real. Like there definitely was a tramp that lived on the ring road of Wolverhampton. I think it was a Polish chap. I think he was something. I think he was in the war or he was a prisoner of war or something. And it was true. I saw him sweeping up all the time. It was very common.
I'm not saying the tramp didn't exist. I just
love it's true. It, I saw it.
I love the way the backstory. You know.
In fact, he's here now watching me. No, but the myth was he had cable. That was the myth. All right, like because you could see, look, there was the council looked after him, so he had these like gas cylinders for heating, I think, and stuff. And he refused to be housed. This guy preferred to live in a tent. On the ring road, right?
Oh, he's a fancy tramp if he's got a tent.
Yeah, he's got a tent and all this.
Oh, he actually looks like Wurzel Gummidge.
Oh, you Googled him, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's I think he's got dreads, if like, or very long sort of. Am I right, Dave? I haven't seen him for a long, long time, but because he's dead, you see. And the myth was he's got cable, you know. I can't believe it. He's got cable. It's just disgusting. I mean,
Wolverhampton to have cable.
It's just like, you know, he don't do any food. He's just sponging it. He doesn't give him cable. What do you give him cable for? You know how much people need food and water. You give him your cable. Disgrace. But I don't think he actually did have cable. I think that was a lie. Anyway, hello. Welcome.
We start as we need to go on.
Yeah.
I've got down here written on my intro and shout outs is to do an intro and shout out to the podcast brethren. Because I feel like some props have to be made right now to the Podcast and Chill podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Joystick.
Yeah, they're great.
What, if you're going to get the name right.
Joystick. Yeah, whatever the name is. I don't care. I don't listen to it. What do I know? Yeah, Joysticks and Chill. Yeah, I think they're still cutting their teeth there. I'm listening to the latest episode this week, and there's a lot going on that podcast. It does make me laugh.
I think it's an early doors situation, you know, when you're new to podcasting. You try things.
Oh, and absolutely.
Then you realize...
Don't remember that part of this
podcast. No, not with this show. You guys didn't try anything, which I like about it. But you know, and then you realize you have to do it every week. And then you go, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be asked to do this kind of stuff every week. And then, around about week 20 is when you start to go, let's just talk.
Selling your wheel, are you?
Oh, God, the wheel. Jesus Christ, I killed it. I killed the wheel last week.
Yeah, I was impressed by that. Well, my shout-out goes out to you guys as well. I'm still enjoying listening to the Veteran Gamers as much as possible. To hear you kill the wheel just like that, I was like, yes, my boy, I love it.
See,
I love it.
I'd like to swap it up, man, again. I'd like to swap it up.
I don't like swapping it up. I think it was just you were fucking fed up of the wheel.
I'm fed up of the wheel. Just a dumb idea.
Chinny, spin the wheel, please.
Yeah, let's spin the wheel. Let's just let now. We're all adults. But I might bring it back for a laugh. Just swap it up. Just swap it up. You know?
Yeah, why not?
Keep it on their toes.
Yeah, but Joysticks and Chill, fine podcast. Fine podcast.
Yeah, they've been they've impressed me because there's a lot going on. I've been dipping my I wanted to say a extra special shout out to everyone who was in the chat. I, for some reason, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to drop a picture of me and my dog into the chat. Mm. And lo and behold, this is all these dog pictures started flying in.
The Discord, talking
about their dog, in their Discord, yeah. It's good and active. It's not like ours. We tried. It's not.
Well, it's because some people don't bother fucking turning up to their own Discord, do they?
Like who?
I don't know.
Well, you find out. We should have words with them. So it's good. Anyway, I think they're doing well. Yeah, and good, and fair play to them. I've enjoyed listening to them this week. And the Boss Wave had another episode out, didn't they?
Nice new tune on the Boss Wave, I noticed this time.
Ooh, fancy stuff, yeah. Rebranding, that is.
Rebranding.
They say in the biz.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I know you're new to the biz, Neil, but in the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm still on my internship, I think.
Yeah, you are. Episode 68, still the noob.
You got to crack 100 before you can start saying you're a podcaster. what do you do? I'm a bit of a podcaster. How many shows you got? 68. Well, fuck off, out of here. See, I have this thing where, because I, you know, working from home and all this sort of stuff, do a lot of video calls, and for anybody that has seen any live streams that I've done or a video that I've done, I have a setup. You know, I have a microphone and like padding behind me and lights and stuff. So I get every video call for work, I get, oh, that's a fancy setup you've got there. All right. And I go, well, you know, yeah. And they go, why have you got that? I do a thing. I do a podcast thing. And they go, what's it called? They go, listen, you do not want to listen.
I'm not telling you.
No, I am not telling you, because there's no way I'm going to crawl any money out of you for work, because you will lose all respect for me. But you know, I do have customers that listen to the podcast, which is very, very strange. I had one guy who he used to be a customer, and then he sold his business for a lot of money. Let's just say he's going to be okay. And he texts me. He's obsessed with me. He doesn't leave me alone. And I'm just thinking, this guy's loaded. Like, why is he bothering me?
How obsessed is he? Can we get him as a listener? Because we're not shy.
He would do it, all right? But the first thing he caught on to, he joined me on Call of Duty on my 24-hour live stream, the last one I did for Gary. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And he plays Warzone a lot, and we played Warzone with him a couple of times. And he started tuning into the live stream, and then he was like, oh, I didn't know you had this podcast thing. And then he listened, and he texted me the other day, and he was texting me this and that, and he's like, oh, I've been getting all the retro stuff out, and then he's texting me this, I found this in the loft, and he just won't stop. I'm just like, Jesus.
It's lockdown, isn't it?
It's lockdown, isn't it? Yeah, but it's nice. So I do. It is a tricky thing, though.
So you've started an OnlyFans channel now, then?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It is a weird thing, though, isn't it? It's that, you know, that thing. Have you ever had that, like, worlds collide, where you've got like a customer listening to a podcast, or like a family friend meets this friend, and you're like, oh, I don't like these friends. These people shouldn't be in the same room. And it always feels like an odd thing, but it usually works out okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone at work has any inkling that I do a podcast. Well, it is not something that I need on their radar at all.
No.
Yeah.
I'm usually running out the door on Friday nights to get, because I've got half an hour between finishing work and getting back and sitting down here.
Oh, okay.
And if they're like, you know, well, what are you in such a hurry for? Like, if I say I'm busy and I've got stuff to do, like right now, if they were to challenge me on that, be like, well, what have you got? Why are you in such a hurry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got people. We're seeing some people tonight. I don't think so. We're in lockdown.
I'm having an affair on my wife. Okay.
they'd probably appreciate that. Hey, go on, Bria. What'd you go then? Go on.
It's with a man. Yeah. Yeah. Just say stuff.
No, I accidentally revealed to people at work that I do a podcast the other day. You know, one of these things where it's really awkward, you know, say something about yourself that nobody knows. And I was like, oh, God, right. I was just trying to think. And I was like, oh, I do a video game podcast with a few people.
You could have said you had three nipples or something.
Yeah.
It was just like, and then like, my mate Paul was like, oh, I didn't know you'd done a podcast. Or, you know, I just listened to that and I was like, oh, no. Hello,
no,
Paul.
You don't. Listening.
Hello,
it's
Paul.
It's called Veteran Gamers.
But he goes, that was crap.
But, yeah, and it was like, the secret's out. And it was like, okay, now I like, I actually got really nervous thinking, oh God, how drunk am I? Like, I haven't said anything too bad about work, have I?
Yeah, as long as you don't go back and listen to episode 27. All right.
No. Well, I've done it to somebody who works for me. I found out that somebody who works for me has a YouTube channel.
Ooh.
And this person is very, very quiet, right? So when this person started working for me, it was tough to kind of get them out their shell. And I tried to be very... inclusive and da, da, da. I'm very mindful of not leaving anybody out. And then it just so happened that I found out that this person had a YouTube channel and I was like, really? And I coaxed it out of this person and they were very, very nervous. But they do a very good job and they have, I think it's like 800, 900 subscribers.
Oh, wow.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby. A lot of Apex Legends, and I've joined them on Apex Legends to go on one of the videos, you know, and that bumped up the numbers by like at least one.
Yourself, yeah, rewatching it.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I rewatched it.
Watched that video about 20 times.
I think for me, I love like finding out what people's thing is. Do you know what I mean? Like when people have a thing, like, "Well, what's your thing?" You know, like, "Oh, I love bikes." Or I like knowing what people are into. It just makes everything interesting. So I love it. And sometimes it's boring though. Some people are like, "Oh, cycling," and just go away. Like, don't. you know, but sometimes somebody will go. We had
a disclaimer in there, Dan Natman, if you're listening. The views expressed by guests on this podcast do not necessarily reflect our views.
The guy who listens to my show, the millionaire guy, he's cycling as well. So if he listens to me now, he's not a friend of mine anymore. But you know, I don't know. It just takes a certain time, doesn't it, cycling? But anyway, it's just. I just like finding out about people's things. We had a guy who worked for us and he was about 18, 19 and his thing was making videos, makes sense if he works for us. Yeah. But it was making Thomas the Tank Engine videos with toys. All right. And I got well into this. All right. I was like, what? All right. And he's like, and he wasn't too shy about it. And I didn't want to embarrass him. And I said, just tell me about it. Tell me. And he got millions of views on his videos.
Crazy they are. Do you do like the stunt ones with the model trains and stuff like that?
No, he just makes stories up with toy train. I mean, he's still young enough to kind of get away with it. If he's 33, then it would be a little bit like, okay, you need to really think about this as a hobby.
Do you though? I mean, like if he's getting millions of views, he is entertaining a lot of people, and you have
true.
To have some sort of level
true.
Of respect for that. You're like, okay, you know, it's
Ringo Starr was pretty getting knocking on a bit, I reckon, when he was doing Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, well, but I thought it was interesting, and he was he was the one laughing all the way to the YouTube bank.
Yeah.
So anyway. Sorry, I know this is what you pay me to be on to talk bollocks.
Well, no, you're giving yourself a little bit too much credit there. This was the intro, and we were going to do this shout out anyway, Mike, with or without
right.
you.
With you.
So let's crack on then with the tweets. Stuart Cullen has sent us something in, friend of the show. Stuart, thank you. He says, after last week's bombshell that some of your cast clearly don't care about Stadia, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, he says. The Stadia version of Terraria has been binned because Google disabled the CEO's account without explanation. Are they cleaning house?
Are they doing Enron? Dave. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Go on, Mike. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, are they doing an Enron? You know, when the scandal where they shedded all the...
All the documents.
What did they do?
It was the biggest bankruptcy ever, wasn't it? Or some company, and the bailiffs came in, the admins came in and said, like, right, we're going to check all your books. And as they were coming in, it was like, yeah, they were shredding them as they walked in. It's the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I think
they started to uncover the trail. It was like, there is actually no money whatsoever.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing. They're doing an Enron.
Well, I don't know. I saw this story and I just thought, well, Google's such a massive thing, massive company. One part of the company doesn't know or care what the other part of the company is doing. So, yeah, they disabled his account. He probably got, like, copyright strike because he had a YouTube channel and he was showing Terraria stuff. So somebody probably copyrighted it and then banned the account, which disabled all the rest of his Google accounts.
He's wiped to like all of his Gmail history for 15 years.
Yeah,
well, they've probably disabled access. So, like, deleting or he just hasn't got access to it anymore. So, probably on the back of the fact that his YouTube account was taken down. So. Yeah,
it's funny this actually because I'm actually in a bit of a wrangle with Google right now.
Ooh,
it's something, and it's not really, and it's not personal. It's work related.
Do so dish?
I can't dish, unfortunately.
Oh.
But what has come out of this is that they are absolutely beholden to no one.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything on their service is theirs. Like,
right, and they're an absolute nightmare to deal with. They, like, getting through to anyone is nigh on impossible.
Because there's no actual people. Yeah. Computers.
I think there's going to be some, be very careful of where you're storing all this stuff, right? Because, he's found out, right?
To be honest, what's the impact of him? Okay, he's not going to have Terraria on Google Stadia. What actual... like impact is that going to have to him? Like
I assume his business emails are all gone. I'm assuming it's not just his personal account. I'm assuming this is like his business account. I don't know though.
Who knows? I mean, regardless, if you've lost 15 years of work, that you've been storing on a platform, and he's getting no. I imagine somebody from Google picked up on this and went, "We'll sort you out," but.
No, apparently not. 2 days ago, the last thing was he's definitely still not been sorted. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
This only clicked off like 4 days ago, though, by the look of it. Is when he started.
It's not long ago, so.
Tell you what surprised me about this whole thing is the amount of people crying about the fact Terraria is not going to be on Stadia. Like, what the fuck?
Really? That's what you're holding out for?
Your fans, we were the only ones who looked to play us. Like, who the fuck are you?
I think it's just knowing that people just like the fact that it's there.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Just in case. Yeah, it's one of those. I think they just like it being there. No one's going to play it, obviously, because it's on Stadia. It's a piece of shit, but it's there.
You won't need to pay the pro subscription to get it in 4K, though, would you, to be fair?
Well,
just go with a freebie. I'd
be surprised if they try to push it.
Maybe this is just advertising. Maybe this is just like a big advertising ploy. And then, like, in a week's time, go, yay, Google sort my shit out, and it's now available on Stadia. So
we need to get Stadia in the news again.
That's what they're doing. No, probably not, but.
Thank you, Stuart, for that. It's nice to see you still beating the shit out of this donkey. Pilch, friend of the show, sent us a an email. I love a good racer and put hundreds of hours into Gran Turismo on PS1 and 2, then moved on to Forza Motorsport 3, 4, and 5 on Xbox. Mm. But when Forza Horizon, with its open world and a mix of on and off road racing, came to the forefront, I didn't go back to the track-based games.
Okay.
With Sony bringing out half-arsed GT iterations over the last couple of generations, do you think the track racer is dead, or can Microsoft pull it out of the bag with the forthcoming Forza Motorsport H? All right, we'll get to his last question in a minute.
I'm the racer guy, I guess.
Yes, you are.
Oh, but to you, Neil.
these games, the track-based games, is definitely a huge communities out there. They might not all be playing Forza.
I think they've got more niche, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know about that. There's shitloads of people like playing these games, but it's their thing. That's what their game is. You know, so like I would say, like there's iRacing, which is the main. Like a lot of them are on PC, and that's the thing, I guess. The best ones are on PC anyway. And
Project Cars.
I've been tempted to dig them back out again, to be honest, recently. Mm. But I think Forza has always been pretty good. Like the track ones, Forza 5 was a bit of a dead, like on arrival.
Isn't there another one, the Corsa one? Isn't there
Assetto Corsa? Is that
a new one?
The new one, ACC, Assetto Corsa Competizione, or whatever. Okay. I don't get all like.
So does that squash what Pilch is saying here? Because like somebody's going to try it on, aren't they? Like so, there's a gap.
That's got to be a community, and it's just had a new content out.
Yeah,
But it's mainly PC,
right?
So console wise, like GT is still huge. They still have a yearly competition to like the whatever fastest.
For Gran Turismo,
yeah,
There hasn't been a new one for donkeys yet.
They don't use new ones, obviously, because they can't. But it's still a huge thing in like the sort of sim racing people.
Nice.
So. When I was a young man, I always remember like I was always into my consoles and my video games and stuff like that. But I always remember there would be a few friends of mine in my circles who would be like, oh, everyone's getting a PS2. And then they would get a PS2, but they would only get Gran Turismo and GTA. That would like be all they would get. Or FIFA.
FIFA,
right?
The
core, what I would call extremely casual console buyers.
Right? That's it. Yeah, you could probably throw Call of Duty in there these days, but there's...
Yeah, Call of Duty, yeah.
Gran Turismo, though, that was always had. Like, you could make it easy, or you could make it hard and simmy.
Right, but I'm just saying. But I guess, I'm just wondering whether there's still a massive amount of people out there who are, you know, maybe
if they brought a proper GT game out, it would be massive. It would be huge, guaranteed.
Like
Gran Turismo came out, and it was a full blown like Gran Turismo with all the bells and whistles, all the tracks, no fucking bullshit, waiting for content to come down 2 years down the line. It would sell absolute gangbusters, I guarantee.
When was the last decent one then? The fact that nobody can answer that speaks volumes.
It was not on the PS4, but it out me.
Was the last one on the PS3?
The last real proper one, I would say, was PS3.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been ones on PS4, but they weren't like as huge as the ones that are on PS3. No. I don't know. Are we talking complete bollocks?
I did hear interviews of like the guy who's in charge of GT is an absolute perfectionist. I know because I know there's something about him, like he's ridiculous to work with. He's very difficult. He's such a perfectionist, and you know, and well, it might answer some questions. And I'm sure they're working on one. There must be.
Well, seven's in the pipeline. They're all up to seven. Seven's the next proper one, supposedly coming. So
wow.
Yeah. See, Gran Turismo sold 10 million. Gran Turismo 2 sold close to 10 million. Gran Turismo 3 A-Spec sold 15 million, and then 4 and 5, 12 million, and then it falls right off. Gran Turismo 6 is 5 million. And Gran Turismo 4 8 million. So something went wrong somewhere in the around the PlayStation
PS4.
3.
Yeah, well, I think like it could be a combination of slow development time, Forza, marketing budget. It could be anything, couldn't it? Like, I think everybody would be up for another one. I'm kind of in Neil's camp where I think another GT could be massive. And you're right, Fraser. I know those people that they have GTA back in the day on PlayStation 1 and 2. It was GTA, Gran Turismo and a FIFA. And there's still that crowd out there that love GT. I think it could do well.
Gran Turismo 7's due out sometime in 2021, apparently.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Pilch also adds at the bottom, also, if you had to eat one of these animals, shit, which would you choose, elephant or fox?
The word shit changed that sentence a lot.
Which would you choose, elephant, fox, or duck-billed platypus? All my love, Pilch.
What?
Fox. If, fox.
Fox, really? Mate, I fox is not going to be good.
I don't think fox any of them are going to be good.
Well, no, but foxes eat meat, so that's going to be proper.
Well, you'd rather eat elephant shit.
Elephant shit's going to be basically grass or something. Isn't
yeah.
It? It's a bit like carrots.
Neil knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but have you got to eat a whole batch of it? Like, whatever
didn't
they
say. Didn't say, like, I'm not going to eat a whole elephant shit.
We didn't talk about volumes here, Phil.
Like a moose boosh or.
This is how these questions turn into 10 minutes right now. As we nail down the criteria.
You know, is it one deposit that we have to eat? Because I'm going fox all day. I mean, I know the pelican.
You've completely not even given, you haven't given duck-billed platypus a
I don't even know what they're
like. Even look like.
What really? You don't know what a duck-billed platypus shit is like? You do surprise me.
What do they eat?
I don't know. It's
something in the water, I assume.
Probably fish.
Yeah, they're slightly poisonous, aren't they? So
yeah.
Platypus shits are slightly poisonous, are they?
Well, no, I know that the
platypus feces.
They've got really cute babies. I know that much. I saw that this week somewhere, some random.
Oh, I tell you what, I might go duck-billed platypus.
Okay.
Was it like a little cake shape or something?
They look like little chocolate covered raisins.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Like a sheep poo.
Yeah.
Or a little bunny poo.
I could get behind that. Put me down for one of those.
Okay. Did we have any emails? No emails this week?
No.
All right. Looks like the party's over. Okay.
Joysticks and Chill have got all the fucking crowd.
Yeah, they can have it. Okay, let's go into then the general week stuff. Neil, you might as well let's go in order.
Go on then. Right, well, I did it a few weeks ago. I don't think I ever spoke about it on the podcast, but I did a little mini upgrade on my son's PC.
Ooh.
I remember Andy Cox messaging in a couple of months ago, I think, about
lovely man, lovely man, Andy, lovely man. Yes.
Yeah, his son had the same PC as my son, basically, and he was asking what we should do. That was when Arnie was on, actually, wasn't it? And he was on about getting a better power supply and all this sort of stuff. Mm. And I said, I believe at the time, that you should get an SSD drive before he gets anything else. So that's what I did for my son's PC.
Cool.
Because he's been working from home shitloads, obviously, for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And whenever he turns his PC on, it's just like it boots up, Windows is on a hard drive, and it was like fucking painful waiting for it to be ready to use.
Yeah.
So I had a little look around. Obviously, he hasn't got the fancy M2 SSDs, but I bought, in the end, a Samsung 860 Evo, which is a 500 gig one, for 62 quid or 60 quid. Nice. And what I had done beforehand, I was looking at fucking Jay's Two Cents, because obviously I've got to move Windows onto the hard drive.
Yes.
It's like, oh, cloning the disk, blah, blah, blah. He did a video. He's like, oh, I'm just going to leave this now for the next fucking 6 hours and come back and see if it's done. And I was like, oh, man, this is fucking going to be a nightmare. And he was like recommending this software and that software, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, short of the end of it is, I bought a Samsung. It come with its own software, which you had to download. Put the hard drive in, fiddling a bit fiddly, fucking actually getting it to sit in situ without and get all the wires plugged in. Then turned it on, run the program. Thought it was going to take fucking ages. Fucked off, come back, and it was on like the sign-in screen. Like, I don't know, like less than an hour later. And I was like, don't tell me it's just fucking broken. So I signed in, and it was like fucking immediately available. I was like, okay, what the fuck? I was thinking I was going to have to fuck around with the BIOS and all this sort of crap, like to switch the priority of the hard drive.
Yeah.
No, the fucking program had done everything for me, and it was just working. I was like, fucking hell, that was really easy.
Wow.
Not very
That's
often.
Why you pay a little bit more for Samsung stuff, maybe. I don't know.
That's good.
That's good.
And what is that? So that moved the operating system off the hard drive onto
Yeah, moved it from the hard drive to the SSD. Like, obviously, it was from a 1 terabyte down to a 500 gig, so it fucking messed about with all of that, made sure it all worked. Fuck, actually switched it all over in the BIOS without me having to do anything, and just literally worked. And the other hard drive's not available at the moment, so I was just like, I wanted to leave it a while, make sure it was working before I wiped the other hard drive, but now I can just wipe that hard drive and fucking use it for whatever.
Oh, wow.
I was like, well impressed with Samsung there, I've got to be honest, give them props. It's a little bit more expensive sometimes, but it does appear you do get what you pay for.
You buy cheap, you buy twice.
Oh, yeah. Or you fucking wait 18 hours for something to work. So,
what is it they say? The sweet taste of a great deal is soon overshadowed by the bitterness of the bad purchase.
Ooh, look at that.
He got all the lines, hasn't he?
I tell you what.
I bet he pulled loads of ladies with lines like that.
I had a good line the other day. The harder I work, the luckier I guess. Somebody used. So I thought that was very good.
The harder you work, the luckier you guess.
Get. Oh, as in, because he was talking about sort of like, you know, this guy hates the phrase sort of like, oh, you're so lucky, you know, you got to make your own luck in a way and all this sort of stuff. And he's like, it's funny, like, the harder I work, the luckier I get. So I like that one.
Yeah.
Tattooed on my neck.
So what PC is your son rocking now? Give some specs on there.
It's proper. It's like an i5 7400 or something. Excuse me while I burp. And it's like I say, it's got this SSD in it. The graphics card's like a 1050 or something. So graphically, it's not great. But it's got, I don't know, obviously, what's in there. It's got a proper full like MIDI tower PC case. And then you open it up and it's like this tiny little motherboard in there. It's like an ITX or whatever. And it's literally like about 8-inch square. And like,
so mini, yeah.
ITX. Yeah, it's real like basic. But, you know. He basically uses it for school at the moment and watching YouTube videos of fucking Rocket League and Fortnite.
Oh, mate, but, that changed, though, when you changed to an SSD for boot. Ah,
it's beautiful.
It's been a long time since I've run Windows on a hard drive, but like I say, I was just like, sitting there like next to it going, this is fucking painful. I'm watching it just like grind here and it going, for literally about 10 minutes, like, fuck, hell.
Cool.
So yeah, a worthy upgrade and not expensive either.
All right.
Next. I did a thing this week. Well, my broadband's contract up on the 13th.
Oh shit!
So who was you with before?
I was with BT.
Okay.
And I'm still with BT.
Okay.
So I phoned him up. I binned off my TV and my BTM Sport. That's like £17. It was going to go up to like £20 a month or something. I was like, nah, I ain't watching it. Fuck it. I've got Sky now. That's gone. And so I was on this thing called BT Halo. Which was like, they do their BT broadband, but the Halo part was you get like, if your broadband goes, they will send you like a mini hub with a 4G signal. So you can just like carry on using broadband.
Doesn't sound like a very confident service. If this fucks up, we'll send you something else, you know.
It's just like an insurance policy, isn't it?
I guess,
but,
so.
You know, I was paying £39 a month for my broadband. Part of a deal. And so when I phoned up, I was like, literally the day I phoned up, I think, was they launched all these new things. I was like, oh, so what's all this then? Blah, 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 blah. Turns out I'm now on BT Halo 3, which is obviously the best one.
Halo 3 was the best one.
Yeah, so I've skipped Halo 2 and gone to Halo 3.
Yeah,
which most people should do.
Halo 2 was good, actually.
Halo 2 had its moments. I mean, you know, there was problems with it, but, you know, 1's always a good solid one. But 3 is tip top draw. Well done, yeah. Neil.
Yeah, so which basically means they sent me a new smart hub. And it was went down £1 a month, which is a bit of a result. Uh-huh. Which will soon be gobbled up by the annual price rise.
Of course.
What's so spangly and new about the new hub?
The new hub is, I don't know, it looks nice. I haven't plugged it in yet. I'm going to be
worth
doing it.
Worth it.
It's supposed to have a really good Wi-Fi on it and blah, 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 blah. Okay. So we'll see.
It doesn't have like a Nest ability. And
it's got, like they do, like there was a Halo 3 Plus.
Ooh. Jesus Christ, I never played that. Was that no, ODST? That,
I guess so. I don't know if that was Plus though, really.
Yeah.
But basically, they had that come with, it was like £54 a month. I was a bit like, oof, not sure about that. She's like, yeah, I've got 2-week cooling off period if you want to do that and then calm down. I was like, nah, I'll start on the lower one and then I assume I can just go up if I want to. She's like, yeah, but you'll have to start a new 2-year contract. And it was like, yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway, so that one.
That was
comes
a definite
with...
upsell. Like, that was like, yeah, you know, you can downgrade if you want to 2 weeks. No, like, nobody ever does that.
Yeah. No, exactly. That's why I said,
They know. They got you by the balls.
Yeah. I'll just do that and then that'll be it. I'll be done that. Because the only thing with that was, it said, when they roll out BT 100 meg fiber, you'll get upgraded for free. You won't have to pay anymore. I was like, right. Okay. So I was like, when's that happening? She's like, it's not on here. I was like, okay. So I guess that's not happening anytime soon then. Yeah. I'm on the 3 Plus come with the Smart Hub 2 and then a hybrid hub, which is, they do this partnership with EE. I've got BT Mobile, BT Broadband, so my BT Mobile is just like uses the EE network, right. So it's like excellent coverage. Blah blah blah. You don't get 5G though. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes with this other little modem hub thing that it automatically switches to if your broadband fucks up. It just like switches over.
Oh,
to
that's
cool.
That's snazzy. That's snazzy. Yeah. I like that. But,
yeah, and you can also add their complete Wi-Fi discs and all that to make sure you've got Wi-Fi fucking everywhere. But I was like, yeah, still, it's like fucking nearly £20 more a month, isn't it? So it's like, nah. We'll see how we'll get on with the pub. I haven't done it yet because I didn't want to fuck around with the internet.
What we're talking down and up? Meg's down.
Currently I'm getting between 45 and 50, depending on when the speed test gets run, which is not bad considering.
No.
Yep.
Everyone's on the fucking internet all day long. So.
Yeah.
It's not as quick as it used to be on my old home 4 because I got Google Wi-Fi, haven't I? So it might be binning that off after like 8 months of having it or whatever.
Because
obviously that it fucks. Like the reason I got rid of my home hub because it was constantly fucking up.
Yes.
And all that stuff off?
The Google stuff?
Yeah,
I could do. Or I could run two Wi-Fi networks, I don't know.
Because why not?
Because it's going to be lots of Wi-Fi going on, so I'm not sure that's great, to be fair.
I'm not decided on different channels.
It depends. It should sort it all out, but it's still, like, you know, it'll all be growing 3 heads and stuff with all the radiation that's going on in the house or something.
Oh, yeah.
Kids won't be able to have kids, so like, stuff like that. So, I will see what I'm going to do going on that. But I didn't want to fuck around with it while everyone was working this week. So it's half term next week, so that's my project for fucking next week. Find out what I'm doing with my Wi-Fi. And I might be able to get an extra disc if I need to. If I phone them up and go, I don't really want to go on the thingy, but I might be able to wangle an extra disc if I need it to improve the Wi-Fi. We'll see. So I'll keep you updated.
All right.
Cool.
And then this week, it's been the kids' birthdays.
Ooh.
So,
your kids' birthdays the same week then?
Yes. Right, Tuesday.
So we can work out from that when your birthday is.
No, it's not my birthday.
No, your birthday is 9 months before the kids' birthdays.
No. It's the not missus. My birthday 9 months before.
All right, the postman's birthday is 9 months.
So yeah, my Tuesday is my dad's. 9th of February was my dad. He was 74. So we baked him a cake, as you may have seen. Some of you have seen the fruit cake that got made.
I saw that. Looked good.
It did look good. We haven't been able to try any, so they haven't sent any back our way. So my missus is coughing.
Making calls, just going, so you had a good day, and the cake, is it still on the kitchen? Okay, good. I'll ring you tomorrow.
So, yeah, and then Wednesday was my daughter's birthday, and she's 15 now, which is quite scary.
Is it weird having a 15-year-old daughter?
Yeah. It's
that's like, right, she's locked in the house and she can't see anybody else. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not too bad at the minute because she can't actually fucking go anywhere and cause any trouble. But 15, that's fucking scary.
No, I don't know much about your family, Neil, or anything, but you got good kids? They're good kids or are they pricks?
They've been pretty good lately.
One's all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think most parents know if they've got pricks as kids, don't they? You know, I think, but they don't say it because they love them. I get it. You know, and you know all that sort of stuff. But I think most kids know, or most adults know. You know, Fraser, your kids are great. I hear them in the background. Lovely kids. People I won't mention. Awful. You know.
Thanks, Mike.
Great. I love little Stan. Very polite man.
He's not very little anymore. He's as tall as I am now.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. I think the last time I heard him, I heard his voice a lot. It was changed. So I was like, oh my god. Oh.
Yeah,
he's not here. We're having a cracky week. We got my wife and I were sitting down on Saturday night. Saturday night's usually the night that my wife and I sit down and watch a movie together or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Halfway through the movie, her phone pinged, and because my wife is addicted to looking at her phone at the moment, that's another story. Altogether.
Welcome to my world. God, it was so much. Right
she now. Goes, "There's an email that just came through. Stan hasn't submitted his final project for this semester, and so that was a problem."
That's an issue.
So now it was like, we need to just get on this and work super fast and get him up and doing it. So my Saturday night, we never finished the movie. It was like, we need to work now. You need to work now, and you're working all day tomorrow to get this stuff.
Well, so it's like, not that he like forgot to submit it. It's like he hasn't actually done it.
Oh, I forgot to submit it. No, he hasn't done any of it. And the brilliant thing was, like, there was a load of questions that went with it. And one of the questions was, if you had to choose a piece of work that you submitted earlier in the semester and wanted to change, what aspects of it did you want to change? I looked at him and he just looked at me with this blank stare. I went, you haven't submitted anything, have you? He goes, nope,
wow.
You haven't submitted anything. Oh, my God. So if you want to know why he hasn't been online for the last week, you might put two and two together. But he's great. Yeah, I mean, I love him to death.
I might have caught a little bit of that before we started recording.
Yeah, there is. He's asking for whether he could go back online. I mean, it's the eternal struggle with my son in school. He makes me laugh because actually, well, the most interesting thing about it was, on paper, I should have absolutely lost it, murdered him, if not severely caused bodily harm to him in some form.
You're well within your right.
But I actually, it was actually quite a test of myself. Like how best to deal with it. And it was like, you know, we need to deal with this in a sensible manner, and you need to understand why it's not good, and we can't let this happen again. And, you know, we just knuckled down and got it done. And like at the end of it all, at the end, you know, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It was like, here's what you need to do, now do it. Right. But making sure that he was structured to get it done. I don't want to make that mistake. Because I was talking to a guy at work. He said he remembered when he was a kid, like he told his parents that he hadn't done this. He was supposed to do a model of the solar system. Like,
just knock one of those out on a Saturday night.
And his parents pretty much did the whole thing. He just remembers he just like submitted it. And they're just like, there is no way you fucking did this.
Yeah.
And so I don't want a repeat. I don't want that to happen. Like, you know, it's just... You know, so he and he passed. He got through. You know, she accepted this work that he did and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how good your kids are. There's still the general trials and tribulations that you have as having.
I've got it all to come, Fraser and Neil. And I mean, I know Dave. Yours is young, right?
Young 10, 10, 10, 11?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's knocking on, mate. That's getting...
I know. Nearly secondary school now, so...
Does it go really quick, all this kid stuff?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But I think everything goes quick once you've finished school, right? You know, that's it.
Yes. Right? Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? As soon as you're out of school, everything... School's so long. You know, like, will I ever get to year 9? Will I ever get to year 10? Year 11? What? Oh, my God. And then you're out. And it's, you want all these, oh, now I'm 35? What the fuck? What happened?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I reckon it accelerates for when you've had kids, though, definitely. It's just like fucking stuff going on all the time.
Yeah.
You're so busy, so. See, that's because as kids, like my kids, I mean, really, they don't do anything, right? You know, they just have no clue. They have no clue. Whereas as the adults, we're running around, we're constantly busy, you know?
Yeah.
And that sort of leads me on to a couple of another points. One of them was like, you know, we're talking about video games. It's like my video gaming now, a lot of it is very dependent on, can I actually spare the time to play that game?
Yeah.
Like Red Dead Online, I find it fascinating to listen to you guys. And it's, a part of me is like, I really wish I was having fun with them in that game. Yeah. The other part of me is I just haven't got the time to devote to it.
You just spend it fucking complaining about being killed in Valorant.
No, I don't. I play a couple of hours of Valorant a day. I don't really want to...
You can do a couple of hours of Red Dead.
Do your dailies and get out.
I can't do a couple of hours. I have no room to just drop a couple of hours of Red Dead in a day, right? It's just not there. And I think that's just an interesting take on, you know, on how things change as you move on.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to just say, you know, listening to the veteran gamers about this gender reveal. I mean, that was the big...
Oh, yeah.
Big thing, wasn't it? Right,
you know, yeah. Cake.
And I like the way that you know, we had the joy of the gender reveal, and then the next thing we know, there was some mention of the Holocaust by Duke. I don't know how that follows.
Yeah, I don't know, it's you the know, usual way, yeah,
blood on white.
Hang on, sorry, I haven't quite. Trinity, are you expecting?
No, Jesus Christ, no. I got a good, I reckon, minimum 10 months before that news starts to break, I reckon. Tara's cousin, she's pregnant. They did a gender reveal. They baked a cake.
Okay.
You cook the cake, and then they wrapped it in foil, send it to all the, well, posted it very, very quickly to all the family members locally. Everybody opened it at the same time. It was pink. It's a girl. Blah, 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 everybody's happy.
That's a boy, isn't it, pink?
Well, that's the reason why the Holocaust came up, because it's this thing. Apparently, the pink was the color of the boy because of the blood of the thing, the Romans.
It's like an American Civil War thing. That was an American Civil War thing, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was something like that, and it was the blur, and I don't know. And then the Holocaust. We just basically every episode of the Veteran Gamers, we aim to bring up the Holocaust.
Well, here's the thing, right? I actually went and investigated this. I found no mention of that whatsoever.
What?
Of what,
the pink?
Of things changing because of the Holocaust, or there was, you know, blood, or, you know, pink. I mean, pink was always supposed to be quite a manly color for some reason. Maybe it was because
still
of
is.
That.
It still is.
Salmon is good. Yes. you know, but anyway, I just thought it was interesting. I don't want to.
So your daughter had a good birthday, Neil.
Yeah, well, yeah. kids' birthdays are a little bit shit at the minute. Yeah.
Well, when they get to 15, I imagine they get a bit boring, don't they?
Because
when they're 10...
They want to go out drinking at that age.
But you know what's really shit? What's really shit? The Holocaust.
That's yeah, really that was crap. I mean, I wasn't there, but I heard it was bad. Yeah, well,
where do we go from there, though? Where do we go from there?
Yeah, I don't know. But like, imagine your kid, you know, 10 birthdays. They're a good time. They're fun. They're exciting and stuff. But 15, what do they do, Neil? At 15,
they spend most of their time on their phone.
On their phone, right?
Gotcha, like Snapchatting and TikToking and is what all the kids do.
Yep.
Unless you're a boy, obviously, in which case you spend all day on the Xbox.
Correct.
Basically what my son did on his 12th birthday on Thursday. So we had 3 birthdays, 3 days.
Yeah.
It's my mum's 70th birthday in about 2 weeks. It's like, ooh, shit, that we can't do anything really. For
that is crap. That my mum had a 70th birthday in October.
And yeah, we couldn't do anything for it, and it's crap.
Yep. So yeah, I'm still waiting.
The Holocaust was worse. The Holocaust was worse.
Yeah, we've got nothing to complain about, to be fair.
Yeah,
my son's fucking, we ordered him, don't know if anyone saw, Xbox released a new controller. Well, they said they were going to release a new controller, the Pulse Red, which looked pretty switch. It was red, and it's got a white bit on the back, and it's like some black buttons, and it looks pretty cool. However, still not fucking here. It was supposed to originally come out on the 9th of February. Amazon still was probably saying that it's supposed to be delivered today, and it's now 11:30, still clearly not coming. So fuck knows what's happening with that. But yeah, they're kind of, you know, it's just a bit shit having kids' birthdays. Like, they would have had a party probably or something, I don't know, but
dodged a bullet there then, didn't you?
Yeah. Next year, yeah, she's 16, so I'm guessing we're going to have to do something a bit proper there, one way or another.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight off the boys. Chats with them, Neil.
Well, they're all fucking miserable shits, the boys. We had a party when she was 13 or something, maybe 14, I can't remember now, if it was last year or the year before. But yeah, it was loads of girls there. In fact, no, we had one where there was boys there, and then fucking some lad turns up. He was about 7 foot tall. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? He was like, he just looked at, he was looking at his phone the whole way. He was like, ugh. And as he walks in, just carried on looking at his phone. I was like, who's this? It's like, that's Sean. I was like, right, okay.
He's so dreamy. He if only someone can tame him.
He's so dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the boys just like, and then they made a right fucking mess everywhere, the twats.
Yeah.
So next, I think that must have been 13, because 14, we must have just had girls there, I think. So anyway, enough about that shit. And we've, as a result of birthdays, we've been doing loads of fucking baking all week.
So cool. I like baking. Baking's cool.
I like baking.
I've baked loads of bread. Started on bread. Nice. And then we've made two cakes this week. We made the fruitcake, aforementioned fruitcake, and then we made a chocolate fudge cake, which was for the, like, their joint birthdays, and it was fucking amazing. But I've eaten way too much of that today, and I feel quite sick. So I had some for lunch, and I had some for tea.
You jabber!
With some whipped cream from a can. Like,
oh, wow.
Cream. I've got no idea why you feel sick at all there, Neil.
Yeah, mate, exactly. Just make sure when you get to the bottom of the whipped cream, all right, you turn it back the right way up so the nozzle's pointing up, and then you just inhale the rest of that vapor. Just inhale the rest of the vapor that's in there. You will be high as a kite. It's great.
We had a lush meal, though. We had a takeaway from the local Italian Mama Rosa's, and that was enough for dinner today as well as yesterday. It was fucking lush.
Lush.
It's been a weird but nice week. So,
yeah, and you've been off all week, haven't you?
Yeah. So. Oh, I've been off all week, but Mrs. has been working all week, and the kids have still been working school.
I just can't have any days off during lockdown. I just, you know, I know yours, maybe your situation was different because you're actually physically going somewhere, but I'm just like, I'm just at home anyway. There's no reason for me to not, I don't know. I just, you know, I've got Red Dead Online on the background while I'm at work anyway. Not much is going to change, really. It's just,
what's your missus doing though? Is she working away? Is she still going into work, or is she at home?
She, at the moment, no, she's not. She's at home as well. So, yeah, it's just...
yeah. See, I thought that, and then I was like, I'm actually, I feel chained to my desk. Well, I'm pretty much.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
like, you know, I do get meetings and calls, and you know, I do get quite a lot of work to do. So, like, I have booked, and I've got Monday off as well, specifically so that I don't have, like, I'm home, but I don't have to be at the desk and, you know, thinking, oh, is somebody going to message me or ring me or,
yeah,
you know, I need to get this done. So.
I come downstairs and I chat with Tara sometimes, and then I'm checking my phone and checking my notifications. So I know what you mean. Yeah, there is a bit of that.
So have a day off, mate. You know, you deserve it. Yeah, you're not.
I really don't. Yet. Honestly, I don't. Like, I was on the I was playing Red Dead Online about three video calls and a phone call today. And I've perfectly. We're hiring a new person soon,
and I've purposely
said, "Are they going to play Red Dead for you?"
I purposely said, "I'm not going to play. I'm not going to play Red Dead while doing a job interview
during the interview process." That is a very responsible thing for you to do, James.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, these other ones are customers. You know, they're my income, right? And I'm just like, you'll be this much. Whatever. I don't know, whatever. But I think recruiting a new person, I can't play Red Dead Online. And sometimes I look at it'll kick off on Red Dead Online. And I have to there's a fight breaking out. I'm like, the proposal's there. Yeah, you can do that, no problem.
It's when you're in cinematic mode and you get randomly attacked by wolves or...
Oh, my God, what a pain in the ass. Yeah. Excuse me, can't really tell you about our live streaming service right now. I'm getting attacked by wolves. Don't mind.
Oh, no, where are you? Like, what, no... Well, yeah, no, they are. No. I mean, like,
well, my avatar in a cowboy cane.
It's still very important.
It's very important. I've got lots of things to sell to Madame Nazar. So I don't deserve it.
We might be getting ahead of ourselves here.
I don't deserve the day off, Dave. Is what I'm saying. I do not deserve it at all. I'm barely doing any work.
We'll get to probably some more Red Dead chat in a bit. So just cracking on with the general week stuff. So here we continue to be very cold.
How cold? What gives the?
I was cold.
This morning I woke up and I think it was -17 or -13. I can't
remember.
You
want to turn the heating on, mate?
That's quite warm, isn't it?
The thing about it is, I went out for a walk actually one night this week, and basically, when it's this cold, it's okay because I totally get dressed up to take the dog out, full on boots and snow pants and a big jacket, whatever. So if you're he's back.
He's
fucking great, isn't he? So you're dressed for it. It's great. And the thing, I figured something out actually when I was walking last night or this morning, which is the reason. Canadians are... I could put it two ways. I could either say the reason that British are so miserable.
Yes.
But really, I'm going to put it this way. It's the reason Canadians are so nice and happy is because our winters aren't shit, right?
No.
They're super cold, but everybody just doesn't pay any attention to that. They just get on with their lives, right? And everyone still gets out and they do things because it can be minus 12, but it can be bright and sunny and
for it as well. The fact that, you know, it's... absolutely bloody freezing and you make an effort of a couple of minutes of putting on the appropriate clothes to be
you have to, because if you don't,
otherwise you die
literally you will die. This weather kills people. There's no ifs or buts. You don't just go out in a t-shirt and just happen to get caught short, right? If you get caught short, you die, right? That's the thing about it. But you know, people go out and they do stuff and whatever. Anyway, so it's been nice. The problem is around about -13, -14, shit starts to go wrong.
Okay.
My car doesn't like it. She's an old girl. And basically when I wake up in the morning, if it's about -12, -13, I'm like, ah, crap. So I go out to the car. I always get her going. I always, you know, you just got to give her a tickle here and whatever, and it's fine, right?
Come on, girl.
There's always something. It's always throwing up. Every week or so, there's a new fault code gets thrown up, which is always interesting. What's the new fault code going to be? So this morning it was vehicle too low. It was just sitting right down low on the and it wasn't jacking up the suspension.
Oh dear!
Because you've got a hydraulic suspension, haven't you?
Yeah. So then I ran it for half an hour. It always starts, but then I ran it for half an hour. Took the dog for a walk or whatever. Came back and then went and made a cup of tea. Then I came back outside, shut it off, turned it back on, and she. Pumped herself up.
Off she purrs.
Off we purred off the way. Well, I say off we purred. I got down to the bottom of the road and I went to turn left and then my car wanted to turn right. And I was like, that's not right. And I had a flat tire. So So whatever. But luckily I worked next to a tire place. So I handed the keys to them, went, fix this please. And they did.
Yep.
And it was fixed.
I also work next to my office is next to a tire place. I did exactly the same thing. I was, this is not my problem. This is your problem.
You don't put tires on your car. No one puts tires on their own car, surely. Unless you actually work as a tire fitter.
Well, I don't even know what the problem was. I didn't even ask them what the problem was, but they fixed it. So there you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about it. It's just cold, but fine.
We had a record minus temperature here the other day in Scotland. It was minus 23 or something.
Oh yeah, now we're talking. I heard the Thames froze. Is this true?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think it was a light freezing. It wasn't like, you know, fully solid. It was just like
you couldn't drive a car across it.
You couldn't drive a car across it, or having like festivals on top of it or something like they did in the early 1900s.
Well, I think somebody told me, and I said it's only a matter of time before some chav falls through the ice and dies, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, there's a TikTok I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
So, anyway, whatever. Dave, how are you doing with you? I'm interested in this next bit that you've got.
I've got two pieces of news on there. So I've got some headset news.
I love a bit of headset news.
So, as you can probably not tell, I'm actually on my old headset doing this. podcast because the new headset is good. It's not as good as my old one.
Why? Oh.
Discuss. So, the microphone that I have on my new headset, which is a Steel Series Wireless Pro. Is not as good as my old Sennheiser PC363D.
Yeah, Sennheiser's the dog's bollocks, man.
So
we called it last week, didn't we? We said I think Neil said that was going to be the thing. That was you couldn't.
I've looked into it, and I was really up for getting a new headset, and a wireless, and I really like the idea of having a wireless headset so I can actually sort of get out and about, and I was hoping to use it for the podcast, but it's just the headset doesn't cancel the echo that I have in the room that I'm at, because I'm in the kitchen, which is all hard surfaces and hard floor.
You're in the kitchen now?
I'm in the kitchen now. That's where my PC is, and that's where I record and play my games at. So with this new headset, you can hear the echo. I've sort of recorded and re-listened to it, and it's really obvious on my new headset. On this one, my Sennheiser, it actually has about four or five different mics in the boom that it self-cancels the noise, the echo, before it actually gets to Discord.
Yep.
So you don't. Nobody hears it, and it's great. And I don't think I appreciated how good it was before I bought this new wireless one. And I've since looked, and basically no.
Even though I'm pretty sure we told you a number of times that how great this microphone sounds.
Yes. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah. So I've still got my old headset plugged in, and I've got it on the back, and for gaming and for. Yeah, everything else, I'll use my wireless one, but for my podcasting, I'll use my wired version. So I am happy. I'm not happy that the mic is not as good as my old one, but I'm happy with my new headset. It's given me an extra level of freedom because I like to go out and vape. The back door's just there, and I can still chat and have a vape. Or go and get a beer or a cup of coffee or something while I'm gaming, while I'm dead waiting for everybody else to sort of finish off the round.
When to come back now. It's like, you know when to come back now.
yeah, basically. Instead of like having one sort of eye on the monitor and then running back to the headset. No, I can just take my headset outside. And the range of the headset is massive. So I can listen to music or podcasts or YouTube videos and be around the house and just listen to it. So, yeah, I did kind of have a bit of a pang of buyer's remorse after I bought it, and then I went on to Discord and said, "Oh, I'm on my new headset to Neil," and Neil was like, "Yeah, this sounds shit, mate." I was like, "Oh,
I didn't say that."
Yeah, that's what he said about mine.
I broke it to you gently, saying, "Yeah,
I don't think it was that gentle. It doesn't sound quite as good as yeah."
No, it wasn't that gentle.
you weren't there.
So that, I think that's what he said, but I knew in the back he was like, "Yeah, no, this sounds shit, mate." But, so, yeah, you know, that's it. But the headset that I bought, the Sennheiser one, is top of the range. They haven't made like gaming commercial headsets with the same microphone technology since they've done this headset, so I couldn't actually buy a headset that I wanted to.
Yep.
To have the same quality. So
we know that because we went over that last week. So I'm going to stop you repeating yourself because we did all that last week.
Cool. Next thing is puppy update. I haven't really talked about Lilo really since like Lilo. I don't know, for ages.
This is what we want to know.
Yeah.
So she's. She's not so much of a puppy anymore. She's nearly 6 months old. She's a little dog now. but she's a lot bigger.
Shouldn't be funny, but it is.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like children. They just grow up so quickly, and you kind of look back on photos and go, "Oh my god, she was so small back then," and then she's not so small anymore. So yeah, she's just a little charmer, and Bella, my daughter, and her have really started to bond in the last month or so. In that, you know, they used to play together, but it was like, you know, play fighting. But now Bella is she's got a book about how to train puppies, dogs.
Ah, that's cool.
So, and she's teaching her all these different tricks about jumping over her arm, and you know, and sitting up and begging and.
Is the book aimed at kids for dogs? Is it a kids book?
It's not really. It's quite. It's actually. It's not a kids book to train.
It's
an adult's book. Right. But it's more of a you know, teaching them fancy tricks. You know, not just sitting or healing or you know. It's how to train them to do.
Don't shit in the sink.
Yeah. you know how to do them to do tricks.
Yeah, and that's appealing to a 10-year-old though, because that's the kind of stuff you want to see a dog do.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, yeah. She's actually been, you know, along with school and everything else, she's been working really hard with Lilo to actually train her to do stuff. So it's really nice from my perspective seeing her do that, because you know part of the reason is why we got her is to keep, you know, because Bella's an only child, to have her to have. Something, you know, a companion as well, and the fact that she, you know, she is spending a lot of time and doing this, it's really nice. And she, yeah,
that's good.
So yeah, she's doing great. You know, she's now letting her off the lead a little bit more. Obviously not in public spaces, but you know, where there's nobody about, and you know, she's not going to run into a road or anything. And yeah, so just doing a lot of training that way. Yeah, it's really nice. It's weird. She's not like soon. She won't be a puppy. She'll be, you know, a young dog.
And
it's,
a dog.
Yeah. So it's sad that she's not going to be a puppy anymore. But yeah, it's nice seeing her grow up. So yeah, that's
good.
It. That's my puppy update. So yeah, it's
Is that the last puppy update? Then it'll be small.
Oh, you should have called it pup date. But it's too late now.
No.
You're just gonna have to get another one.
Don't tell
Mike,
me.
Mike, what have you been up to then? What have you got to tell us? You got any? You know the kind of stuff we like.
How's your snoop?
It's got to a point now where I've got like a bay window in the living room. It sounds fancy than it is. Whatever. But that bay window is about 38 inches or whatever it is off the ground, which is also about the same height as a snooker table. And one thing that I've been practicing is I've got nothing to do, right? Like in terms of snooker, I can't practice anything physically. So the one thing I can do is just practice my cueing every day keeping that straight. So I put a white line on the bay window and I practice, but everybody who walks past can see me doing it, but whatever. And I've been practicing my left hand cueing as well, because good thing to have in your arsenal is to play left-handed. So I've been able to kind of like cue up a little bit left-handed. There's not, obviously it's not a table, I can't hit a ball or anything. So I've been doing that. I'm watching a lot of Seinfeld.
Oh, before you move on to that.
Yeah.
What was that billiards game you were talking about on the podcast?
Oh, God. Karam, is it, or something like that? I think.
I ended up going into the rabbit hole on that and watching videos on it and stuff.
It's ridiculous.
It was really interesting.
Yeah, it's not something that I would. I kind of put it on there as a bit of a joke, really. But yeah, I did after that. Basically, for Neil and Dave and everybody on Earth, we were streaming, and there's Duke was talking about some bollocks or whatever. And I put on. I get a lot. I watch a lot of snooker videos on YouTube, so I get recommended snooker videos. And I found one of the recommended videos was this variant of billiards, which is called Karam. And it's a very strange game. It's basically a pool table with no pockets, and it's just touching the cushion, all sorts of weirdness. And I put it on the stream, and then, yeah, it's a whole thing. And it was very bizarre to watch it, because there's a lot of people watching it. And I was like, why is everybody watching this boring thing?
Was it live? Know? It was like a live feed.
No, it wasn't a live feed. This was from years ago, but it was
that
like
amazing.
There was an audience. You know what I mean? I was like, wow, there's so many people invested in this crap. But anyway, yeah, I didn't quite pick up on how it worked, Frank. So I don't know if you did, but I kind of got the gist of it. It was kind of like a variant of billiards, but
yeah, you have to hit a number of cushions or whatever, and then you have to hit the other ball.
I always assumed that this Karam or Karambole billiards. I thought that was the standard billiards, and then when somebody actually showed me what billiards was.
Billiards is three balls and a sort of standard snooker table. So snooker, there is no such thing as a snooker table, apparently. A snooker table doesn't exist. It's a billiards table and you play snooker on it.
So billiards is played on a full 12-foot table, is it?
Yeah, so the original billiards is the 12-by-6-foot table what you play snooker on. The thing is with billiards, it was kind of like conquered very early. Like when people got good at it, it became very, very boring. And so, some guy... Chamberlain.
Snooker.
No, it's somebody called, I think it was Chamberlain, the chap, and he was a guy in the army, and he was in India, and he said, like, this is bollocks. We should play another game called snooker, and then he invented snooker, and that's what took off, and that was more popular. Ridiculous why I'm talking about this, I don't know, but yeah, that's that. I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld. I've always wanted to watch Seinfeld. Seinfeld is probably one of my favorite comedians. He's one of the very few comedians I've cried while laughing. And I remember like discovering him when I was about 13. I remember these TV channels on cable that like Paramount or whatever it was. And he was just on. And I was like, who is this guy like doing this? And he was making me cry. I couldn't stop laughing so much. And then I always knew that he had this show Seinfeld, and I've watched Curb Your Enthusiasm and everything. And I've watched a few episodes, but I'm going through every one of them. And they are absolutely brilliant. And Tara's loving them as well. And they hold up really, really well. Yeah, it's nice to see an old show age well, because let's face it, a lot of these shows aren't aging well because of certain reasons or another. Only Fools and Horses being one of them doesn't age well at all.
What, really, you think so? I don't know. Well, I watched one not long ago and I thought it doesn't
doesn't at all. There's just things that they say can't say now.
Right, yeah.
I'll give you an example one, right? So the just to offend everybody. So he's selling, Del Boy's selling something at a market, and he says, oh, it's a tenner or whatever. And he says, I'll sell it to the black man for £5 extra. Like he says stuff like that. And like, I frankly just can't watch him now. Like I can't watch that now.
Is there a lot of that though? I don't know.
It's been a while, you know, like I don't know if it's not in every show, but like they say slang words for the Chinese in there and slang words for Indian people in there, and I'm just like, this is rough. I don't think I can bring myself to work. But Seinfeld ages very well, and Seinfeld's is you know, it's all about picking up women and picking up men, pretty much. And you could argue that there's some things that have dated a little bit. There was one thing, and I think it's Denise Richards. Was she a Bond girl? She was a Bond girl, wasn't she?
She was, yeah.
She's in an episode.
Among other things, I'm assuming that's not the only thing she did.
The only thing in Seinfeld that's been a bit, whoa, that's dodgy, was Denise Richards is in it as she plays a 15-year-old daughter, and George Costanza checks out her cleavage. And they acknowledge that she's 15. She goes, she's 15. And I'm like, wow, like you couldn't do that now. But, you know, it was the 90s.
On TV anyway.
Kindergarten cop, you know, you got a gun in a school, you can do that now. It's the 90s.
I know. Well, so try watching Friends. That is, like, the first few series of Friends. Joey is horrendous.
Why is he horrendous in it?
Just the sexual conquests.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there's a bit of that in
watching Friends, and I've not watched everything. No, it feels like it's not that bad.
It's not too bad, Friends. I've watched them recently. It's not too bad. I know what you mean. There's a bit of that in Seinfeld as well. But the good thing about Seinfeld is they bring it up every time. But Tara's been loving Seinfeld, and the reason why is because everything she says comes up as the issue. So George double dips his nachos. Right, and he's eating a nacho, and he dips it, bites it, and dips it again. Mm-hmm. Right, like halfway through the nacho, and Tara immediately just went, "Oh, he double dipped!" And then somebody come up to him in the show, going, "Excuse me, you can't double dip," and that's why the show is so brilliant, because it picks on these little things that people really do actually care about that are not that big of a deal. It's a great show; I love it, and. It's holding up all right. So we're watching that, but it's been pretty boring, really. I'm thankful that work's good and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's a lot of watching Seinfeld and not much else. And you know, sometimes we'll do something else, or I don't know. Tara's been reading and playing a saxophone and
saxophone.
Yeah, she's been doing that.
You got a little duet going then, a little duo.
No, she
practice together.
No,
is she way better than you then?
No, no, that is not the prison way. No, it's you know she's still got a bit to go on it. But no, that's it really. It's just so repetitive. I think that's the lockdown 3 has been harder for me than it has. The first one was like, this is new, a novelty, we'll have a few Zoom quizzes, it'll all be a laugh. And the second one was never as good, but the sequel's never as good, is it? And then the third one...
I think I missed the second one.
The second one was the November one, wasn't it? Like, no one gave a shit about the November one.
Basically didn't fucking happen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
yeah, I think I just continued season one all the way through.
Yeah, well, maybe. But this third one, since January, like, January went really, really slow for me. And I've really... I don't want to, like, get a violin out or anything and say, oh, my mental health has gone down. But I just feel a bit fed up and miserable about it. And
it's
Yeah, I'm usually quite, like, I'm all right. I don't... Things like that don't really affect me very often, but I am fucking fed up of it now. And I just want the simple things, and I think... Now that my mom and dad have got the vaccine, I'm all right. I'm fine with that. We see a little bit of the light at the end of the tunnel, so I'm kind of okay. But it's just so repetitive at the moment, and it's just.
You think with lockdown one was like the weather was nice.
That's it.
Yeah,
I know it's shit, and you can't even, you know, when I finish work, it's 5. It's getting dark, so if we want to go for a walk, I've got to go during. Work and you know, and it's you know, it's not ideal.
Anyway,
but
it's getting there. The days are getting.
It's getting there. So I'm not, you know, I'm all right. I'm not like crying about it or anything. I'm just like, I just want to have a meal with my family and play a game of snooker. Like, and these days, that's very, very difficult to do.
Yeah. I know. I was chatting to one of my friends the other day, and it was like, remember when we went football golf like in October? And I was like, yeah, that was really cool. Like, I was like, oh, I really want to do that again.
But, yeah.
Can't do that. So, no. You know, but looking back to it, it's like, actually, that was a really nice time just to catch up with some mates and stuff. And,
mad, isn't it?
It was, like socialising outside.
Yeah. But games do play a part in us. because I, you know, I mean, games do bridge the gap a little bit. Yeah, so Red Dead has helped me sort of just get out.
Well, speaking of games, perhaps we should move on to what we've been playing. And what we'll do is then we'll get you to talk about Red Dead between the three of you, because I need to go for a pee break. Mm. So how about you guys crack on with Red Dead, and then I'll come back and feign interest, and then we'll carry on.
Yeah, that's fine. Why has Red Dead just become one of the biggest things everywhere?
Because it's only £4.50. That's
on PC.
Yeah, is that what is? Yeah, but like it's just... Yeah, maybe that like them selling it as a fiver on the PC was the reason why people jumped on it. But I remember having this urge to play it. I started playing it again before that was announced, and I just had this urge to play it again. And it's one of those things, isn't it? Like you come back when I first played Dead Online, it was very empty and sparse. But then you come back 2 years later, and they've added trickled in all these little things over time. And you're like, oh my God, there's so much to do. And you're overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Is they've expanded on it. There is lots of different things to do if you want to do it. None of them are a requirement.
No.
But for me, it's just nice being out on the horse and just messing about with mates. And most of it is pissing about with mates. Like, you know, we do things in between, and you know, I help out as best as I can, but it's more just a social outing for me. And that's you know, I know Neil takes it a lot more seriously and has been playing a lot more than me, and is, you know, he knows a lot more.
Sorry, it's only taken over my entire fucking life.
it has with me as well. Like I am getting to a point now where it's ridiculous. Like I am playing it so much that I've got issues, I think.
But I when I jump on, I rarely do anything of my own in my own camp. You know, I don't actually contribute to my own.
You're a supporter.
But whenever I jump on, I jump in.
You're a posse member. Yeah. You're a strong posse member.
I jump into the posse. I donate everything I
drag some random by the lasso.
Yeah, got to be done.
You know, assist with the bounty hunting and thing for Matt, and
we've been doing a lot of
delivery
of
jobs. Yeah, you know, so I've got a nice chest.
So Neil, you have been obsessed with it. Dave, you're more of a support worker.
I jump in and piss about when I can.
So roles, Neil, what we got? Yes. What we doing?
I started with the bounty hunter because I got that.
Obviously, it's the sexiest. It's the sexiest one.
And it was free with Twitch Prime.
Right.
Which did help. So I found that quite limiting in a way to start with. Because it was like, you get a bit of gold, but you're not really earning the dollar. Right? It's quite difficult to earn the dollars on the bounty.
It is a bit. On the legendaries, you get a bit.
Yeah, I haven't done many of them. Got to be fair.
No, the legendaries are good, man. They're like full-on missions.
Yeah. I've done a few. They actually fucking work and they don't bug out. It's been a bit buggy lately.
I've had a couple of them like bug out, but yeah, most of the time they work all right.
So Matt, friend of the show, he's got into it.
Yep.
And he's, you know, he looks into things when he gets into things. He's the Valorant expert, wasn't he?
The thing about Matt, and I think I've said this before, is if you have, he gets a game and then he can deconstruct it and understand everything about that game. Like he knows everything about all the agents in Valorant. You know, he explained everything to us. I can't even imagine how much he knows about Red Dead and everything in it.
Mm.
Well, he quickly clocked on to the fact that you could earn quite a lot of money doing the trading role.
Yeah, trading role's the next thing I've got to do. I've been doing a few of them, but trading role, I've heard that one's a good one.
Well, when you've ground out a few levels and you can afford the large wagon, which is a fair investment, you have to buy the medium one first.
Yeah.
But the large one, when you do then a long distance delivery, instead of being worth like fucking $100 or whatever on the small wagon, it's like $720 for a big full delivery on the large wagon. So you're earning decent money, and anyone who helps out gets 50% of that,
yeah.
I think, as well.
Jeez.
So that is definitely a thing that is worth doing, to get up rank, get your cash in. You don't get much gold.
No.
I did make a note of it earlier. I have something like 88 gold bars now.
Fuck me, Neil.
Yeah. So I've been doing all the dailies. I've done two lots of 28 days now.
But you haven't been spending the gold.
No, what I did, like I say, I bought the trading roll with however many gold bars that was, 20. So I obviously earned that many to start with. I haven't bought any gold with actual money. So that was grinding out bounties and doing dailies.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did just doing loads of grinding. Dailies.
Bam, bam, bam,
bought
bam,
the
bam.
Battle Pass for 40 gold bars.
Yeah, the outlaw thing.
The outlaw pass, yeah. And then you get 30 gold bars back.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because I've already completed the Battle Pass by the time I bought it.
Oh, right.
Gotcha.
Battle Pass.
Yeah.
So you get loads of cosmetics, loads of vouchers for this. I ain't spent half of them. And then I've just continued to not bought any new roles. So I've just been doing the dailies. And when you get to the 2.5 week, I do loads and loads of dailies to try and get, like, so then you're earning quite a lot of gold every day. And it just all of a sudden, it's racked up and I've done.
Doesn't it reset though? Like to.
Yeah, well, it goes back to times one or whatever tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I don't do as many of the actual dailies.
You just get one done just to keep the streak.
Do one to keep the streak, get the streak going, and then like not worry too much about it. But when it gets to that times two and times 2.5, I'm like,
that's when you're focusing on cranking on them. Yeah.
Doing loads of them. And then your goal's just like I say, I've all of a sudden got nearly 90 gold. So I've got enough of the two rolls that I haven't got, and the next battle pass, which starts in March. So by the time March actually comes around, fuck knows how many gold bars are left. But it's not a grind for me because, you know, whatever it, like, what's the look at some of the dailies usually? I'm going, today it's a bit shit sometimes.
So sometimes it's like going a shop in Blackwater.
Yeah, exactly. That's easy. So that'll, like, if that's on a times one daily, you're like, result, well, just that's a dead doddle. But then sometimes you're looking like, oh, fucking hell. Get to the top of whatever and it's like, don't really go to the top of fucking Mount whatever because it's going to take ages. There's some that are easy, and there's now I've got two collector. I've got collector as well, so I had unlocked another role. So that's all right. Like, I just wonder when I'm going from place to place. I bought the metal detector, so you just have the metal detector out when you're fucking going from place to place, and it will just start buzzing, and you're like, oh, okay, I suppose. Okay, fine, whatever it is, dig something up out of the ground or whatever. That's some. Adds to your collections, then you get the maps, buy the maps off her, do all that. When I've got no one else around, I'll go and do collecting. When there's other people around, usually me and Matt, and occasionally Dave, and some other people occasionally. I'll come on to one in particular in a minute. We'll do like bounties or trading missions, or just go to Valentine and fucking kill everyone. Wait for the police to come out and kill all the police.
There's a lot of that going on, yeah.
We ran out of policemen today earlier, just before the show.
Wow. Like,
me and Matt was in town and killed a few. Did a couple. Waited for a bounty mission to work and it didn't work, so we just started killing people.
Hmm.
So
it's the correct response.
Exactly. It's like, what else am I going to do while I'm waiting for this bounty mission to start? Just start shoot that random person in the head. Well, like, basically, another thing was... go into the pub and just stare at people until they start a fight with you. Because if you fight someone without like shooting them, just like fisticuffs, you don't get prosecuted.
Oh, okay.
It can get out of hand a little bit quickly sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take long before somebody pulls out a gun.
Yeah. Next thing you know, the guns are out and, yeah, it's all going off.
Sometimes I like to get kidnapped.
I've never been kidnapped.
I've been kidnapped a couple of times. Sometimes I just kind
NPC?
Of... Yeah, no, by real players. Yeah, so that, you know, I'll kind of wave at them and stuff, and then they lasso me. And you can break out pretty easily, but I'm like,
I want to see where this is going to go.
The reinforced lasso is an essential purchase. I've got to be.
I don't think that works on real people.
Does it not?
No, because then you'd be stuck, wouldn't you? You'd be screwed then. But no, I think I'd like to just go, all right, well, now what's your plan? You've lassoed me. You put me on the back of your horse.
What are you going to do with me now?
What are you going to do with me now? And then they get bored and whatever. I've done the bounty. I'm a bounty person as well. And I did recently the collector one. So that's good because I was finding that I was happenstancing across these items anyway. So I was like, I might as well do this role because this is basically like gold and money that I'm missing out on and XP that I'm not getting. So let's do this. And but the one that I fucked up on was I did the, and I didn't know what was going on, but I did the naturalist role.
Yeah.
And the naturalist role is the most boring role in the whole thing. And basically you are sedating animals. You study them, you sedate them. You can take photos of them as well.
Take samples from them as well, which I did question, but like there was no real answer. It's like, what sample are you taking and why is it not harming the animal?
No, I don't know. But basically it's just a way of, it's an option, I suppose, for people that are like, oh, why is everything going to be killing, you know?
So have you not got the trader? Or have you got the trader?
No, I don't have the trader. Trader's next.
Yeah. It's a real ball ache having the trader and having the naturalist because
They conflict each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So because like all that happens though, if you kill animals, it says Harriet will be mad at you.
Oh, she does get mad. Apparently, Matt's got.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. She,
and she gasses him occasionally.
She gasses you, yeah, and then she says, "Oh, you know," and then that's it. She slaps your wrist.
And she won't serve you.
She won't serve you for like 5 minutes, which is like. It's not even like committing to it, is it? It's just inconvenient.
That sounds like a sexy night for me.
Huh?
It sounds like a sexy night for me.
Well, yeah. I don't know. It's a bit pointless, really.
There's some weird transformation part that if you get once you get upgraded, you can turn into a rabbit or something. That's something stupid.
Yeah. No, you can be one with like. I'm also actually starting to dish that out to me now. Basically, there's a chap on YouTube and he says like this is the way you grind this role if you really want to grind it. And each animal gets categorized into certain types, and like mountain and grassland is the easiest one. They're in these four areas. Just now and again, just walk around these areas. Kill these, and then you've got to don't sell multiple of one. So just sell one sample as a collection, and all this sort of stuff that you have to do. But when you get your head around it, it sounds more complex than I'm explaining it to be. Once you get your head around it, it's actually not that difficult to understand. So I know what to do with it now. And as soon as you see a legendary animal, just get your farming rifle out, get the right bullets out.
About 50 rounds in it.
And you can't aim at the fucking legendary ones. So you have to like free aim at them and then just take a sample and then you get bare cash and XP, which is good. I like that. And yeah, it's all right. I think I'm getting into the roles more and more and I'm eventually just going to be everything, and I'm just going to buy all the rolls. But I bought the Outlaw Pass as well.
Next.
Yeah, Moonshine's good. Marshy's a moonshiner, and he's got a bar now. And I visited his bar today, and he's like, we was getting pissed in his bar.
That's fun.
Did you have a slap fight? You can have slap fights.
Oh, can you really? No, I didn't know. I didn't do that. But he's got a little bar going, and we do little missions for his moonshine business and that sort of stuff. And the naturalist does have missions as well, where you got to stop poachers. I don't know. Yeah, it's all good. But I just love it. I just love being in there. I don't know what it is.
I've taken some pictures of like some of the scenery and stuff. It's
very beautiful, isn't it?
It's just a nice place to be, and I think I imagine it's the same reason why, you know, Duke on our podcast played Skyrim for so long. It's just because it's just you like being there, and it's a pleasant place to be. Yeah, obviously there's shooting and
can
guns
be a little
and
bit unpleasant
it can be,
times.
But that's exciting as well. But you know, for me, riding the horse going across the country to this bit to that bit isn't really that much of a ball ache for me, and. I'm still trying to get 100% on the single player as well, which is really, really tough.
Oh, wow, okay.
See, I don't know. I got to the first camp in the single player, And I wasn't not liking it or anything. I just started playing online, and I just not gone back to the single player since I started playing online.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. And I love the single player. I think it's like one of the best.
I think there's a lot more to do from what I've heard. Is that, you know, that there is more, there's more depth to it. But on sort of the opposite end is that, you know, there's no online aspect. There's not a lot of consequence or.
It's like the single player, like the world's more fleshed out, like things will come across, you'll come across random things more often.
Yeah.
There's weird stuff in the single player as well. There's a guy who's making a robot, and there's
an alien abduction apparently.
There's two UFO sightings. There's a giant. I was riding my horse along the mountain, and there's a skeleton of a giant.
Right.
And now and again, you'll just come across stuff like that. And I saw something on Reddit today where there's these four statues in a cave, and it's a puzzle. And it's got nothing to do with a single player, nothing to do with anything. It's not on any maps. It's not a mission. It's nothing.
Right.
And it's there. And it's like there's so much shit in the single player that doesn't need to be there. I was at a train station in Van Horn, walked there, and one of the characters that was in the single player game was randomly there, didn't mark up as an icon, wasn't prompt to go there, nothing. And a full cutscene played out of me saying goodbye to this character. And I was like, where did that come from? And then I come across these trees, and there was all leaning in a weird way. I was like, what's that? Walk in, and there's this meteor crater at the top of the map. And there's a shack nearby, and a meteor went through the roof of that and killed everybody in the shack, and they're all dead. Just like, you just constantly come across random shit. This is the weirdest one was the wolf man. So there's a guy, he's half naked at the top of the map. He's running, he's like, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what the hell's that? You run there, and he's like raised by wolves pretty much. And
that's one of the legendary bounties, actually.
We did. It's not the same.
No, it's not the same guy. It's not the same. I've done that one.
Right.
But like this guy's completely loose. Like he's feral. You know what I mean? He's just living.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and he's just like, and he's running in the forest, and that's the first thing you see. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
And then you follow him, and then he's in this cave, and then he's kind of caring. He's like, leave me be. You kill his wolves because they attack you. He's like, leave me be. Don't kill me. If you leave him, which I did. He kind of just disappears, and you're like, oh, didn't know, where did he go? And then he attacks you like out of nowhere when you're walking out of the cave, and then you kill him, and then you read a note saying, oh, his parents died, and he found these wolves as pups, and he raised them, and it's like a really sad story. You just killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's like the icing on the cake, really. There's loads of stuff like that in the single player game. There's just tons of things that you're just like, wow. So there's a lot of that. Like, that's all worn off now because I've played the single player so much that those things are becoming rarer and rarer. But just being in the single player is just as nice as being in the multiplayer. But I'm 93% now on the single player, so I'm so close. But it's the last 10% is the hardest 10%. And so I chip away at it every day. I just go in and I do this one thing and I do this one challenge. And I'm just
using a guide, or are you just like?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, a guide all the way. There's no way that I would come across these things. It's ridiculous.
Because it's not prompted, or, you know, there's no icons on the map anymore.
Some of it, like the challenges are ridiculous. So the one challenge which I'm finding really hard is to kill, get a perfect opossum carcass, which is so he's gone as he quit.
I know
he's back for the opossum.
and to get that is ridiculous. And then
opossum, Mike,
I don't know, it's just a fucking thing, I don't know, it's just some weird thing, rodent thing, I don't know what it is. But I know it's dumb and it's hard to find.
Not in online mode, it isn't.
You know, it's not
to
a
be
rodent,
fair,
right?
It does actually refer to it as a rodent in the game.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not right, is it?
Well, apparently not.
Anyone told them?
I'll ring them. So that's all I won't harp on. That's my Red Dead love. I love it. It's one of the greatest games ever made.
Neil, you did talk about visitors.
I haven't. No. Sumu managed to finally join in one day last week. Christian. It's a bit awkward for me because I'm playing usually while my wife's working in the same room. So it's not always possible for me to talk online in the day. I'm usually just pottering around while she's working, doing me collecting or whatever. But yeah, we did actually get together. And within about 5 minutes of enjoying it, we started killing loads of other players in the Valentine. Valentine, the scene of many crimes.
It is.
So we just... I was like, said over the mic, it was me, Matt, and Christian there. I said, oh, there's loads of players running around. I'm surprised that nothing's kicked off. And then within about 10 seconds, this guy had like, wrestled me to the ground. And tried to punch me, so I got up and blew it. I'd literally just bought like virtually every shotgun in the game, so I just went pointed my sawed off shotgun at him and blew him away. And then, yeah, the next 10 minutes, it was just all the players in the town just started shooting each other, and there was people crying in the chat. it was like, oh, look at you, you high level player, bullying your little fucking level 30, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you shot me. Fucking hell. I was like, so I felt a little bit bad about shooting them with me. Whatever.
What level are you, Neil?
I'm 106 now.
Fuck me.
I did was I got my bow and arrow out and started headshotting them with my bow and arrow instead of fucking shooting them.
That's high. I'm like level 38, so that's just an indication. Hey,
you've hardly scratched the
surface. I've hardly scratched it, yeah. Yeah, that's mad.
I've played a lot, obviously. It's good to catch up with some other people. And I did want to quickly mention, because I haven't done any of this before, I played some of the deathmatchy team deathmatch modes and stuff the other day.
Ugh, they're boring.
Yeah, it's annoying is what it is. Because
it's crap, isn't it? It's so bad.
It could be so good, though. It's like...
Yeah,
it,
I think so, but...
When you get in a good game, it's good. But then, like, it goes to a race and... What happens is I've tried to finish the race in as good as I can. You can shoot each other, there's some different types of racing. But what happens, like you'll finish, I don't know, maybe second, third, maybe even win, whatever, even finish fifth. And then what's happened, everyone else who's just sitting there, not even moving, waiting for the timer to tick down, because the longer it takes, the more gold they earn. And it's like, fuck's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an 18-minute race the other day. I earned 1.08 gold bars for doing, like, for coming third in the race or whatever.
Yeah.
And everyone else earned 1.08 gold bars for it taking so long.
Really?
So the racing, the races are good if everyone takes part, but otherwise it's shit.
But otherwise it's just people just waiting it out to get
the race. The races are the one. Like, the team deathmatch was actually quite good. There's, like, people... are good at it.
Yeah, the teams are okay. The deathmatch one, it's just deathmatch, I don't like. But the team ones are not too bad because you've got like a bit of a chance on those ones. And I just don't like the fact you can see everybody on the map. Like, it just seems so dumb.
I don't know if you can see everyone.
Well, I don't know. You just see people on the map straight away. And
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. It was all right. It was fun. For a bit of a change of pace from like just killing NPCs in Valentine, like I've done, I don't know how many times. But yeah, I ain't going to stop playing it. So probably hear about it next week. Oh, not next week, the week after. But great. We'll see. The next big update is mid March.
Oh.
So we'll see what they're going to be doing. The next Outlaw Pass starts mid March. So I'm assuming there's going to be hopefully some new things to do, but I'll have about 200 gold bars by the end of the way I'm going, so I'll be well away, well ready to do whatever it is that's there. Bought a load of new clothes today because it's now started.
Why
to get
not?
To
you got nothing else?
Up, dress up part of the game. Yeah, I had loads of vouchers. Like, oh, got free hat, got 50% off some boots.
That's the vouchers are another thing as well. I'm like, Marsh, check your vouchers. I was like, wow, I've got a fucking buying ponchos also for free. I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. That's enough Red Dead.
That's enough Red Dead.
Fraser, can you talk?
About what?
Whatever you've been playing.
Have you done Jedi? You finished it?
No, I'm not. I want to rest for 5 minutes.
All right, okay, all right. Well, I haven't played much, unfortunately, so I'm not really going to talk for too long. Control. I haven't played much about much Control. The thing about Control is I've stopped playing right now. I'm at a boss who kicked my ass a few times.
Oh, okay.
And then I was about to continue, but then I went and played Valorant.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I can't just pick it up and play it when I want. Well, I have to want to play it. That's the thing, right? Mm. I'm not just going to play it. I need to have my head in the right space to battle these guys because I'm not dropping the difficulty down. I'm enjoying the challenge. So the time when I can play it is pretty limited. Like, and I think it's a weekend thing. So hopefully I'll play some more tomorrow morning or something. That's probably going to be my control.
Can I ask, without spoilers, what you're fighting against?
I'm fighting against this guy, and it's a small-ish room. And I fight him. I get down his. There's some smaller enemies coming at me, but he just picks up something and chucks it at me and kills me in one hit. And I got very close. It's not that it's a massive problem. I died maybe two or three times, and then I got distracted and I haven't been back. So I'll finish him off. I just need to whatever. But I love the way that I'm feeling like a badass, and then I get my ass handed to me. But all I have to do is they're great bosses, typical Zelda, Mario, whatever, great boss construction in that if you just calm down and spot the patterns, you can, you know, or figure out what am I not using that's in my arsenal, which I should be to finish this guy off. You just got to work it out. They're just challenges, aren't they? They're almost like puzzles in a way.
Definitely.
And if I get killed a couple of times and I get frustrated, I switch it off and I don't come back to it for a little while. But I am going to carry on with it. And then, of course, if we keep playing Valorant. The interesting thing about Valorant right now is it has completely conformed to... They have found those people, the Battle Pass, the idea of doing dailies, right?
Oh, yeah.
To make sure you don't miss out on the XP is a stroke of genius.
Oh, yeah.
And... they have
that's,
got
that's Fraser's crack, like right there. That's, you know,
that is my
you're
crack.
You're missing out if you don't do this.
Why is he
things.
Not playing Red Dead?
Well, no, that's basically all I do on Red Dead.
Because I have to play Valorant. That's the one I'm playing, yeah. To do my dailies. So they've just found that crack, you know, that's what it is to with the Battle Pass. I mean, I pay for the Battle Pass, but PUBG was the same. The only way you are going to get everything in the PUBG Battle Pass, if you concentrate on doing your dailies, you'll do it. Otherwise you have to play a shitload, right? But I'm pretty sure with Valorant, as long as I can get my dailies done every day, I should make it over the finish line for the Battle Pass, only to be confronted with a brand new Battle Pass the next day.
Damn straight.
I think mobile gaming has a lot to sort of say with modern gaming and how it's progressed, because This is a mobile gaming thing, surely, that, you know, having you to log on daily and do like various things on different
earn your
games.
Currency.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think mobile gaming has a lot to answer for the
at least some of the other games, the actual games are actually fun instead of just fucking shit.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it with Valorant, really, and I'm enjoying it. Actually, it's been very interesting this week because some people are dropping some serious dime in our group on some skins. Like, for anybody that doesn't know, like, they just released a skin pack this week. And I think if you want to buy the whole thing, it's around about 80 quid.
Yeah, like 75 quid or something like that, usually.
And I really like the look of the hammer, which is just a skin for your knife. I think it's 37 quid on its own.
Jesus Christ.
But it's something that you always have equipped. You know, you're always going to have...
You run faster with your knife out. So that's
so you always see it. Yeah, I don't know. It's just... But people are paying it. It's just interesting. Yeah. And I'm possibly going to end up being one of those guys. I don't begrudge it, because if I play the game every day for 6 months...
It's free, isn't it, Valorant?
Yeah. Valorant's free, so the guys, they have to make money somehow.
You pay with your sanity.
You know, and some of the skins are very good. I mean, you know, they're not just skins. That's the thing, right? Well, that's one of the things.
Cosmetic items.
They're cosmetic items, but right, you know, like with one of the ones this week, which was the, I can't remember what it's called, Glitch Pop 2.0. Like, Arnie threw me his pistol. I've killed, and if you kill the last person with something, with what do they call these skins? Let's call them super skins or whatever. The uh-huh. super skins have like special effects and everything like that. And like, you kill, like my dragon skin, right? If I kill the if you kill the last guy on a team, you get the finishing animation with those skins. So if I kill the last guy with my dragon skin, a massive dragon comes out of the sky and breathes fire all over him, right?
Nice.
It's really cool, right? And the Glitch Pop one was out this week, and every time someone was getting the final kill with a Glitch Pop item, you looked into the sky and there's a massive unicorn winking at you, right?
It's stupid, but, you know.
It's really stupid, but it's engaging everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so... But we're continuing to have a lot of fun. So, you know, you can't begrudge it, right? You want to
pop, and sometimes,
you know,
not.
Yeah, that's... I call
Neil,
that personal.
Neil was not a fan.
I was a big fan, but just no.
It's a very much Twitch shooter.
I struggle with it. I enjoy playing with you guys and stuff when I do, but I do struggle with it, and I don't think I would play it on my own.
Yeah, myself, like I massively agree. I'm exactly the same. Like, I only play it because people I know who enjoy playing games with play it. Like, I don't play it on my own. Like, there are a lot of guys that do, like, the single player, not single player, but they play on their own against randos.
Solo queuing.
Competitive games, you know, they go for all that. I literally, like, if there's a call out, say there's people playing, I jump on, like, if I can, or if I'm not playing something else, and I sort of help out. I sort of budge up the numbers so people are not playing with randos. I don't enjoy it for the gameplay. I enjoy it for the companionship, or, you know, for everybody else that's playing. And it is, I can see it is a very good game. There's a lot of content to it, and, you know, there's a lot of strategy to it. I'm not interested in that, but that's probably why I'm not amazingly good at it like everybody else is. Because, you know, I do hold my own, but yeah, there's some of the guys we play with, they're just unbelievably good. Embarrassingly so. For me, anyway. So,
yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I'm just the way God made me.
Well, it is. Don't be a hater.
But yeah, so.
Yeah, so anyway, that's Valorant. Valorant is Valorant. And that's really all I've been playing. So maybe we move on to Dave or Mike or Neil. What do we got left here? We're going to have to.
So
we're gonna have to
I've got
along.
A few games that, like, the ones that I've not been playing any new games. Wreckfest has had an update. Tournament mode. Yeah. I'm playing a bit
so
of that.
So you played the new update then? Yeah.
I played the new update. There's not a huge amount to it. It's there is some DLC that I haven't paid for the DLC. But the update does include a new mode for the non-DLC gameplay, which is good.
Speaking of racing games that we were, you know.
Yeah,
that's a good
one. Wreckfest, you know.
Probably quite cheap.
Yeah, if you enjoyed Destruction Derby on...
It's a lot better.
Oh, yeah, I love Destruction Derby.
It's a lot better than that.
It's, you know, I think it was inspired by... So, you know, if you like that, have a go on this game. A bit more Dyson Sphere.
It's on Xbox as well, isn't it?
Is it?
Breakfast is on Xbox and that, I think.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, on Game Pass, or is it just...
It's not on Game Pass, but it's definitely available. I'm sure it's.
You mean I got to buy it with money?
Yeah, sorry.
Dyson Sphere Project program. I've been playing that. There's been loads of updates. Still early access, but the team have been smashing through the updates, doing a lot of community requested features.
Probably the most important
end point of that game at the moment is there.
The end point is to create a Dyson Sphere.
That's literally the Dyson Sphere program, I guess, right?
Yeah. So haven't got to that point yet. Still haven't got. I've only put in 40 hours of that now.
Only 40 hours.
Did you do any late ones this week?
No. I've specifically not done that. To be honest, this week's been really bad for work. So good. I've been a good boy and going to bed at a normal time.
I did hear the show, was it last week or whatever, when you was like, it was like 5 o'clock when you managed it, to...
There was a
the
few.
Birds, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it can be done. I'd prefer not to. And yeah, like, I know when a game is bad for my health in that I just can't control my sort of urge to play it. So I've actually been like actively not doing that. So,
yep.
So yeah, I've, you know, putting a few hours here and there. But yeah, it's still good. Still enjoying it. And then, yeah, other than that, Red Dead for me. So we've already talked about
good.
That.
Okay, right. No. Right. Okay.
Let's go more, dude.
Unless, Dave, there's anything in particular, I got to give Dave his platform. Is there anything in particular you want to talk about Red Dead?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Red Dead for life. I played Celeste.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. Celeste is... Celeste is...
So... I've had a very recent epiphany with how I play video games. It was all started because of Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I didn't like it. I played every Assassin's Creed. I love Assassin's Creed, but I was really not getting on with Origins. I finished it, and then Odyssey tipped me over the edge. And I've gone, you know what? I'm too old to play games that I do not care for. And I think maybe it was stubbornness or ego, but I was just like, no, I've got to finish it. I've got to finish it. But yeah, Odyssey just tipped me over the edge. And I like Celeste. I think it's a good game. But I don't know if I'm going to play any more of it.
Yeah, you know what?
I've done my hour and a half. Yeah, I did an hour and a half.
Nice. I gave Celeste a really good shake of the stick. And I really was impressed by it. Yeah. But I ended up getting to some points where I was like, you know what? If there's just more of this, I'm good.
I was getting annoyed. And I'm someone who doesn't, I have a lot of patience. I don't really get frustrated. I was getting uncomfortable. I was getting pissed off. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I suppose I'm recognizing my emotions a bit more. And I'm like, I don't know. This isn't something I'm enjoying. So I don't know. How far did you get, Fraser?
I definitely got it. I ended up getting to one point where I was chasing this guy through a haunted house or something, I think.
Yes, so there's a haunted house, you clean it up, and then he's chasing you and he's zapping.
Yeah, and I think at that point I was like, you know what? I've given it a fair crack. I think I'm done.
Yeah, that's exactly where I am. Yeah, I've just finished that
I've
level.
I've not played this game, but I know people who've played it and finished it. Not, I don't know personally. I've heard people.
And I can see about. You know, but I can you, see, you know,
think, is it obvious what it's about from the offset?
It's a hardcore platformer. That's
yeah, but there's like a thing that it's about, like.
Oh, I don't know. She's trying to do something.
Oh, she's going up a mountain, right? Yeah. Yeah, she's going up a mountain, and there's a. I'm guessing that there's trinkets. She's got like a. Her negative. She looks in a mirror, and it's a sort of mirror image of herself.
Yeah,
it's a darker
she's battling depression, basically.
Yeah, it's depression. I'm guessing that's where it's going to go. Yeah, and. Look, I get all that, and people like that kind of stuff, but I'm not really interested in that in my video games.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I might have to play this. I've never played it. But.
It's what I recognise is it is a good game. I recognise its quality, but I don't think it's tough for me to put down a game. But I think I am getting to the point now where I'm like, look, I recognise this is good. I love the music in it. The music's fantastic in it. It's well made. But I don't think this is me anymore. I remember playing like N Plus, remember that sort of rock hard platformer game, and being really hyped for Super Meat Boy, and I just never ended up playing Super Meat Boy. And I played Super Meat Boy recently, about a year ago, and fell off it. And I've never had any desire to go back and finish it and carry it on because I don't know. I just don't enjoy. I think you've got to be in the right mindset to get to constantly like die all the time.
Well, you have to be up for the challenge too. I mean, Super Meat Boy was this exact same thing. Like, I played it, I played a lot of the levels, and then I got to the point where, as you know what, I can keep taking a Stanley knife to my testicles and carry on with this. But you know what? I've given it a fair shake. Like,
yeah, I'm gonna play Valorant instead. You know.
That's what it comes down to.
But, yeah. Well, I think there's the thing of something like Valorant, you have you're playing against other people.
I think is the main thing.
Well, with and against other people. I've always liked playing, you know, playing against other people. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, Mike. So yeah, Celeste.
No. Yeah, you know, and it's hard for me to do that with a video game, but yeah, I'm gonna, maybe I'll give it another go before the podcast on Sunday, just to see. But yeah, I think I'm done with it. So, but it's good. I liked it, and that's it really. I've been struggling to start another game. I've got Mafia is the game that I really want to play.
The remastered, is that right?
The remastered version of Mafia. I've got Uncharted 4. I've got Horizon Zero Dawn. I've got games that I know you've got beef with Uncharted. There's games in the wings that I've got that I'm like, I really, really want to play them. Not like Celeste, where I'm kind of like, I know it's good, but I've got no burning desire. Yeah, and I struggle. I struggle to kind of motivate myself to start a new game. I think I'll be all right once I started it, but I just kind of feel like, no, I just want to go in Red Dead and do stuff.
Yeah, there's tons of new games on Game Pass I've seen as well. So
yeah, they're so disposable games.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a very good point.
Have you played a Yakuza game yet?
No.
I'm going to get Stu to recommend you play Yakuza.
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Oh, they're brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Well, are we moving on to the news?
Well, let's do it. I haven't talked about my last two.
Because
I finished the Jedi game.
Well done.
And I finished it on Jedi Master. I didn't have to plonk down the difficulty.
Is Jedi Master the standard? Is that the...
It puts you on.
Yes.
To start with. And then it's like the third highest level. Like there's like whatever story mode and then whatever and then Jedi Master. Yeah. But it puts you on Jedi Master to start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I finished it on that as well.
There's one above that, and I'm like, I ain't fucking doing that.
No. So. I think with my philosophy on it is I'll try what the game suggests first and then see how that goes. But yeah, it is hard, isn't it? Yeah, it definitely is hard. But I enjoyed that for some reason. I didn't mind like that. I think I like a game with a bit more of a bit more of a budget, I suppose. You know, Celeste is a 2D to flat game, it's a puzzle game. I like a game that's a little bit more, AAA, I suppose. And I don't really mind the battering that I got from Jono. It's a good game.
It is. I think the story's pretty good. It's definitely a good Star Wars Jedi story. It's pretty, well, I don't know, it's pretty trope, I guess. But it was enjoyable when I wasn't fucking swearing my ass off at the screen because I'd just done something stupid on like fucking occasionally like feeling like I should be blocking that and it's not blocking. Why am I dying? But little cameo from a big bad guy at the end there. I wasn't expecting. That was pretty cool.
Yoda's dad shows up.
Yeah, really enjoyed the whole thing. Like I said, it was really, really hard at times. And like to start off with, the big like creature monsters that you come across just kick your ass big time. But once you've leveled up, I went round and fucking got all of the secrets from every area before I approached the end game.
Yeah, so same, like, same.
10 stim packs and like fucking... Mm-hmm. I didn't get every ability unlocked before I went to the end because there was a few things I couldn't do. Like I was like, oh, that would have been pretty cool. Like the one where you can like throw the lightsaber in a circle around you. I didn't get that to unlock that. I was like, that sounds like a pretty cool thing to do, to be honest.
They're all nice in principle. Sometimes you forget you've got them because
using the ones you've had for ages.
You've got a kind of system anyway. After a while it becomes. I found that with Spider-Man, like you. It right like sort of two thirds in, it throws so many like different things you can do that where you kind of got your way of doing it down, so it becomes pointless, but yeah. Still good.
So I recommend Jedi, definitely. It's on Game Pass by EA Play or whatever on Xbox.
Yeah.
Which still haven't heard nothing about that coming to PC, so I don't regret buying it for £10 or whatever I paid for it on fucking Epic.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You sound like you got your money's worth. It is on my radar because when you were talking about it last week, it made me think of Infamous. for some reason. And I really like that game, that sort of that slow build up of powers and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. So. Infamous was good. I never played the second or the third one.
It was more of the same. Infamous 2 was more of the I
felt good, didn't it? Infamous. It felt good.
Yeah.
I only played the second one. I don't think I played the first one.
I think I'm going to go back to Infamous. I've got my PlayStation 3 set up and I nearly put it away again, but I just haven't found what I want to play on it. I don't know yet. Infamous might be a good show.
And then I've been playing The Medium.
You're playing that.
Oh, yeah.
So I started it last week. Hadn't got particularly far. I haven't played much of it until today. I played a load of it today.
What game's this? Sorry, I don't know what...
The Medium. It's on Game Pass.
The Medium, David.
You did talk about it last week.
When I stopped playing it this afternoon, there was a big 18-gigabyte patch. So I was like, oh, I suppose I'll see what happened with our patch. And it does run really fucking awfully at times on my PC. Like, we're talking, I don't know if it's single-digit frame rates occasionally. Wow. It's like, wow, that's really fucking chugging. But most of the time, it's all right.
But you said you liked it.
I still like it. It's still, like, creepy, weird story going on. It's relatively straightforward. It's like I said, it's very, you're in a room, there's clearly something you've got to do to get to the next fucking thing, basically, and there's no like open worldiness to it or anything. I'm fucking off in different paths. It's decent. I like it. I like a fucking creepy little story going on, and yeah, some head scratching puzzles at times, but generally fairly straightforward. But there's a couple. I did, like, when I'd left it for a few days, I came back to it and I was like, oh, I can't remember what I'm supposed to fucking do. So I did have to look it up. What am I fucking supposed to be doing here? It was like, okay, yeah. And then from then on, I haven't had to look at it again. So it's all right. It's good. I don't know how to liken it to anything else. It's really fucking, like, when the spirit world part of it is proper weird looking and real creepy. It's got quite a good atmosphere to it. It's like, I ain't played Last of Us 2. But it's not like anything like that, I can assure you.
I was watching some gameplay of it, and it just, there's something about it that didn't make it. I think it was the animation I picked on, where the animation kind of looked a little bit ropey.
Yeah, it helps where it starts chugging away at the time.
I did download it. I got it on my PC. I downloaded it, but I don't know. I have to see.
Well, I think I've got it racked up to like max settings, like all the full ray tracing and all that hoo-ha going on. So I know what's going on. It's just like ray tracing is quite demanding. Mm. And occasionally, like I said, it's like usually when there's we go into a room and there's loads of water falling and stuff like that, and it just fucking goes, nope, I'm not running at any decent.
See you later. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, once it gets through that to the next bit, it's all right. But yeah, it's kind of cold so far. So I'm going to play it to the finish anyway, I assume.
So. Good. Okay, did we want to cover this? Is that it? Are we done? Are we good with games?
I think we've finished the games, all of them.
The games that needed to be finished have been finished. Yep. We have one piece of news, Neil. Neil's news section has resurfaced after 40 episodes
away.
This is
my news. Not mine.
Oh,
go on. Feel free to put some news in, Fraser, if you want.
Neil, you're slapping
on somebody me. Tell me the fucking news.
So, the news I picked up this week, Jack Black will play Claptrap in the Borderlands film. So, I didn't even realise there's going to be a Borderlands film, but apparently there's going to be a Borderlands film.
Kevin Hart's been cast, hasn't he? Isn't that a thing?
Who's he going to be then?
I don't know. Apparently he's going to be a character which was pretty forgettable in the game, but, you know.
So he doesn't have to do a great deal when he can just take his...
Well, Kevin Hart's Kevin Hart, isn't he? Yeah. He plays Kevin Hart. He doesn't really do anything else. I like Kevin Hart, but he plays Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
It's funny because Kevin Hart and Jack Black are in Jumanji. And that was very... It's not based on a video game. It's kind of like that sort of same way. But,
Kevin Hart was in my
town. Quite video
gamey, that one.
I've got
to be honest.
Kevin Hart was in my town before Christmas. I probably told you at the time. He was filming a movie with Woody Harrelson. They were filming it in our town here. It's going to be called The Man from Toronto.
Ooh.
Big
Ooh.
But you don't live in Toronto.
In lockdown.
Yeah, whatever. I guess. Yeah. Lots of people with masks on in the background. But it was interesting because they had all the police cars. It was all based in like an American town. So there are all these police cruisers with some sort of town that has nothing to do with us. Up around.
It's called The Man in Toronto.
It's called The Man from Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that's just an aside.
There's loads of video game movie stuff going on, isn't there? They've casted a load of people for The Last of Us.
There's an Uncharted video game movie. Like Tom
and Joel have been casted, apparently. So,
yeah.
Girl, what's her name? The Ramsay girl from Game of Thrones, the young one, who becomes like the leader of the Ramsays or whatever. She's Ellie, supposedly. And can't remember the guy's name who's in Narcos and Game of Thrones. Is
Joel. And The Mandalorian.
And The Mandalorian.
Yes, he is The Mandalorian, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Enrico Palazzo. That's his name.
Is that? Well, there you go. That's why I can't remember his name. Well, I just can't pronounce his name.
No, Enrico Palazzo. Wasn't Enrico Palazzo? Wasn't he the guy from Naked Gun, where at the end, where he rips off the mask at the end, and the guy goes, "It's Enrico Palazzo."
I haven't got that kind of memory of
it. I can't remember what the guy
said. The only joke I remember from Naked Gun 1 was when Leslie Nielsen goes, "Everywhere I look, I'm reminded of her." And then he looks at a nuclear power plant shaped like breasts. when I was young, that was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was Nice Beaver from then? Is that not?
That's the first one, yeah.
That's the first one, yeah.
Thanks, I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Fucking great. Ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, look.
Ooh, okay.
Let's finish the show. No, before we go, I'm
going to get Disney Plus this week. I need recommendations of what to watch.
Mandalorian.
Yep. That is all.
I keep hearing loads of people raving about WandaVision, so I'm going to go back and watch that one.
Yeah, I've heard that's all right. The WandaVision, yeah.
The first episode, me and my son watched it, and he was bored shitless after the first 5 minutes. I was just like, what the fuck is going on here? And I've heard generally that is the gist, like, what the fuck is going on here is the gist of it a bit, but there is a thing that does actually become a part of episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, I don't watch Marvel in the best of times. So I'm like not a Marvel fanboy, but somebody at work was like banging on about it, and I was like, "So didn't he die? That character?" And she
what, didn't
like,
he get like thumb clicked?
What you mean,
out of
Vision?
The Vision guy, he's dead. She was like, "Yeah, he's dead, but." Not in this.
She's magic, though, isn't she? She's magic, so...
I don't fucking know. And I was like, well... I was like, did he die? I don't...
Well, she's a witch.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah, so I'm going to go... I think I'm going to have to go back and have a watch of that and see what's going on with that.
What's the crack?
Anything else?
Seen any of them, Ori, and then Dave.
I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen nothing on Disney+. I haven't seen... anything about
Every episode of The Simpsons is on there.
Oh,
so
believe me, there's a lot in Disney Plus you have seen.
Right.
there's a new thing coming though, isn't there? Star Play, or is it Star or something? Some new channel thing's coming. It's got like the fucking A-Team or something on it.
Great.
Good. Okay. Should we call it there?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thanks everybody for listening. Thanks, Mike, for coming to join us again. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
No problem.
Yep, thank you.
Unless anybody else has anything they need to interject, and I'm going to not even put a pause in my speech there for fear of somebody jumping in and being here.
And another thing. No.
So until next time, see you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.